Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
So, good evening. Thank you all for coming here. It's lovely to see you all. And, of course, hello to our listeners who might be tuning in on Sound.Radio, connecting with us over the airwaves. So, this piece of music that we've just listened to, it's a piece composed by Edith O'Hanrahan, and it's called The Humming Round, or The Dartington Round, and it can be found on this record here, which is Music from Dartington. It's on the Say Disc label. And it's not a particularly rare record, but this is a treasured copy of mine. The record itself, it was created in 1973 as a birthday present for Leonard Elmhurst. And it features various recordings of music and performances from the college at around that time, in the early 1970s. So Edith would have been a pupil at some point of Imogen Holst. And Imogen Holst, she used rounds and simple folk tunes as part of her pedagogical technique. And as the daughter of Gustav Holst, she was well versed in the ideas of egalitarian education, and that had been practiced by her father at Morley College in London. Now, Imogen Holst was all for community and bringing local people onto the estate to make and learn music. And there's a wonderful book, Imogen Holst, A Life in Music, and I'd just like to share a little extract with you here. She says, "We had an orchestra open to anyone. We were 60 strong, but hardly anyone could play. However bad we were, we went on. We had at one time something like 17 descant recorders, all out of tune, very shrill. Hardly any of the players could read notes, but of course the orchestra helped them to do so." So you have to have a picture of a row of percussion, some of them quite small children, some of them estate workers who simply couldn't read a note of music, but were given a tambourine, and every time I smiled at them, they played the tambourine. And then we had Leonard Elmhurst playing the cello. Now, I love this image. As our friend Sam Richards said, remarkably, Imogen Holst started the scratch orchestra principle over 25 years before Count Cornelius Cardew's manifesto. Progressive education, available to everyone, right here, in a rural environment, here at the root, Dartington, at the heart of the community. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about Dartington. This evening, you've come here for the testbed. And the testbed comes from a phrase that I pulled from Dartington's annual report that came out a couple of years ago. I don't know if any of you have read it. 55 pages, quite dry, worth a look perhaps. But anyway, within it, it says, "Dartington should be a testbed for a just and sustainable society." Sentiment I'm sure we can all agree with. And I'm sure you're all familiar with the phrase, the Dartington experiment. And this harks back to the original aims of the Elmhursts. Now, Michael Young's book on Dartington, The full phrase is revealed, an experiment in rural reconstruction. Well, what we're doing here in this room today is a test and an experiment, because experimenting is at the heart of everything. It's at the heart of science, technology, how we play with each other, and certainly the arts, and significantly, it's how we make progress. And this experimenting is also part of why Dartington has the reputation that it does. It is a very core part of Dartington's very being, this willingness and freedom to experiment and try things out. So what we're going to do this evening, what we're sharing, is an intention. And the intention is to support this vision of Dartington as a just and sustainable society. And we're going to share this intention across Dartington and the wider environs through the wonders of radio. So radio itself is a magical thing. Compared to the internet and digital technologies, it's wild and free. Anyone can do it, anyone can access it, anybody with the right technology, which is very, very simple. You can set up and communicate with people on the other side of the world. And more significantly still, unlike, say, the internet, you can't just flick it off at a flick of a switch. So it's much loved by enthusiasts and pirates alike, and they will continue to fill our airwaves, no doubt, with the sounds of their lives for the rest of our existence through this Anthropocene. Now, something I didn't want to talk about particularly was magic or spirituality, but again, it actually seems to be at the very heart of Dartington and people's relationship with Dartington. There's no one who will not speak of Dartington's magical essence, its pull upon the soul, the energy that radiates from the hill that we're sitting upon this evening, and it radiates through each and every one of us. In researching Dartington and meeting up with many people for some vibrant conversations, I've come across some amazing characters, people who feel such a strong spiritual sense of custodianship towards Dartington, and who work through unconventional methods to ensure the sound future of Dartington. It's unbelievable. And I find this really quite endearing, that an informal collective of mystics and thinkers and dowsers and witches collectively map the energies of Dartington and formulate their own methods of supporting the cosmic energies here. There are ley lines that run, apparently, from the yew tree in the graveyard all the way up to Edinburgh. There are secret crystals secreted around the estate, pointing to the stars. They carry messages, apparently, to Dartington's guardians on other planes and possibly in other galaxies. The spirits are communicated with, rituals are put into place, and it's unusually reassuring that beyond conventional channels, these passionate people pursue unconventional endeavours for Dartington's favour. And mysticism at Dartington isn't new. Even Michael Young was steeped in the mystical teachings of the time, and he was bold enough to proclaim that Dartington could become the new Jerusalem. So anyway, back into this room, Studio One, and we're here to shift the subtle energies together. What we take from this room, we're going to feed back into itself. It's a little gentle nod to Alvin Lucia, who performed here in 2009 in the Great Hall, and who sadly died just 1 week ago, last Wednesday. So what we take from here, we send to Sound Art Radio, and the radio station rebroadcasts the room, and we shall take that broadcast and we'll feed it back upon itself, and we'll create, I hope, a radiation of waves that will carry the positive signals across from Dartington, around the world, and off into space. Everything goes in cycles. And what goes around comes around. Around the world and off into space. Everything goes in cycles. And what goes around comes around. And what goes around comes around. Thank you.
Thank you. End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.